We will now bring you the latest news about the COVID crisis in Norfolk. Concern is growing over the increasing rate of cases in people aged 60 and over in Norfolk. The case rates have continued to fall in four of Norfolk's districts, but health bosses are urging caution. A COVID testing centre in Norwich had to close following an outbreak amongst staff, but has now reopened. There were clear breaches of the lockdown, with 10 people fined in Norfolk in the first week of the current lockdown, and a restaurant and bar in Norwich were alleged to have broken the lockdown rules. As we prepared this edition of Chatterbox, we did not know what would happen after the lockdown, but the leader of Norwich City Council hopes the city will be in the lowest tier of post-lockdown restrictions. The latest news on Wednesday, the 25th of November, is that COVID case figures are falling in almost every district in Norfolk, so our chances of being in the lowest tier look promising.
Concern is growing over the increasing rate of COVID cases in people aged 60 and over in Norfolk, the age group generally most likely to need hospital treatment due to COVID-19. Dr. Louise Smith, Norfolk's Director of Public Health, said coronavirus rates for that age band were now above 100 cases per 100,000 people in three parts of the county. The weekly rate for positive cases in people aged 60 plus in the 7 days up to November the 12th increased markedly in Great Yarmouth, Broadland and South Norfolk in that period. In South Norfolk, it increased by 188% over those 7 days to 107.9 cases per 100,000 people, while in Great Yarmouth, it went up by 118% to a rate of 166.2 cases per 100,000 people. In Broadland, it went up 81% to 111.2 cases per 100,000. Across Norfolk as a whole, where the rate was 148.8 cases per 100,000 people, a 45% increase, the rate among people aged 60 and over was 84.3 cases per 100,000 people, an increase of 37%. Dr. Smith, who last week said Norfolk was now at a tipping point as the virus is now transmitting in the community, said the increase in older age ranges was striking. She said the number of cases in each age range is working its way up, so we're now seeing concerning rises in people aged over 60. There are rises in most areas of people over 60, but particularly in Great Yarmouth, Broadland and South Norfolk. This really does matter, because it's particularly in the over 60s that we're concerned, because they've got such a higher risk of becoming unwell and needing more intensive care, such as hospital care. But there are parts of Norfolk where the picture is more promising. In North Norfolk, the rate among over 60s was 32.5 cases per 100,000 people, a drop of 26% on the previous 7 days. And in King's Lynn and West Norfolk, it was 44.2 cases per 100,000 people, a fall of 58% on the week before. In Norwich, it had gone up by 64%, but at 65.9 cases per 100,000 people, it was still well below the 100 cases per 100,000, which triggers a real alarm.
Coronavirus case rates have continued to fall in four of Norfolk's districts, but health bosses have urged caution and said people need to keep vigilant to bring the numbers down. After statistics showed infection rates seemed to be slowing, new Public Health England figures showed, compared to the 7 days up to November the 12th, COVID-19 rates over the 7 days up to November the 19th fell in Breckland, Broadland, Great Yarmouth and South Norfolk. South Norfolk dropped from 209.4 cases per 100,000 people to 164.7, while Yarmouth fell from 214.4 to 115.8. Brecon fell from 137.2 per 100,000 people to 91.4, and Broadland from 144.5 to 101.7. However, there were increases in King's Lynn and West Norfolk, 114.3 to 145.3, Norwich, 138.7 to 143, and North Norfolk, 51.5 to 63.9. Across Norfolk, there were 1,096 cases in the week up to November the 19th, compared to 1,311 over the previous 7 days. A rise in Wyndham cases last week prompted a plea for people in the town to take extra care to stem the spread. Diane Steiner, Norfolk's Deputy Director of Public Health, said, "We need to be cautious when looking at these numbers, and we'll see how things go over the next week or so. We still need to remain very vigilant to bring the numbers down and stick to the restrictions. It's more important than ever to keep our distance from others, work from home if possible, wear face coverings as required, stay home if you have symptoms and get a test." Rates in Wyndham do appear to be reducing, and we'd like to see them come down even further. Many cases in South Norfolk thought to have been linked to social gatherings in the lead-up to the national restrictions coming into effect 2 weeks ago. John Fuller, leader of South Norfolk Council, said it was crucial to keep bringing Wyndham cases down, or Norfolk could yet find itself in a higher level of restrictions once the national lockdown ends. He said, "We want to encourage people to recognise that we can beat this one family at a time. From the first moment people get symptoms, they have to got to isolate."
A coronavirus testing centre forced to close following an outbreak among staff has reopened. People with tests booked at the Postwick Park and Ride site on the edge of Norwich on Sunday were turned away and instructed to travel to Great Yarmouth or Ipswich. Despite reports of up to 14 staff members contracting the virus since Friday, G4S, the security company running the centre, in partnership with the government, said 4 workers had tested positive. It's thought several more are still awaiting results. However, the drive-through facility, Norfolk's biggest testing base and one of the government's pilot sites, has reopened to the public. It's not clear whether the cause of the outbreak has been identified, but the Department of Health and Social Care, DHSC, confirmed that no further measures had been deemed necessary to prevent further instances. Both the DHSC and G4S have said appropriate safety measures were already in place. Those who attended appointments at Postwick in recent days are only required to self-isolate if contacted by NHS Test and Trace or alerted to do so via the app. But it remains to be seen whether the site is operating with a reduced workforce and thus has a lesser testing capacity. Since opening in June, 2 40-strong teams have been working at Norfolk County Council's park and ride site, where people can get both assisted and self-administered tests for COVID-19. People with symptoms, including a new continuous cough, a high temperature, or a loss of or change in their normal sense of smell or taste, are directed there after booking tests through the government website or by calling 119. You cannot just turn up.
5 people travelling in a car from Suffolk to Norfolk are amongst 10 people across Norfolk fined in the first week of the second coronavirus lockdown. Temporary Assistant Chief Constable Judy Vendith said the 10 fixed penalty notices included half of those in the car. One of the notices was given to someone who refused to wear a face covering, and the other 4 to those who had gone to other people's houses in breach of the rules. She said, The fines range from £100 or £200 per person and were mainly Norwich-focused, adding, "While there's been general compliance, we're really pleased with the way the public have adhered to the regulations. There's still something of a lack of understanding that actually they cannot mix with other people indoors or outdoors." The 10 takes to 434, the total number of fines in Norfolk since the start of lockdown. But she said there had been no mass gatherings so far in this second lockdown.
A restaurant is being investigated over allegations it served food and alcohol to a group of 16 customers when it was meant to be closed under the national coronavirus lockdown. And separately, a bar is also under investigation amid reports it hosted a lockdown party when it was supposed to be shut as part of the restrictions. Norwich City Council's enforcement team is investigating the allegations, one of which involves Diamond's Mediterranean restaurant and cafe in Upper St Giles in the city. The council's licensing department is seeking a review of that venue's license. Richard Divey, the council's public protection officer, said in his application for the review that the venue had been serving food and alcohol on Tuesday, November the 10th, 6 days after all restaurants were ordered to close their doors as part of the nationwide efforts to stem the spread of COVID-19. Mr. Divey said 16 customers were found to be sitting in the restaurant, eating and drinking, at about 12:50 p.m. that day.
The leader of Norwich City Council says he hopes the city will be in the lowest tier of post-lockdown COVID restrictions, but there is work to be done. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has outlined plans for the government's winter plan after December the 2nd. It included a new tier system targeted at fighting the spread of the virus, with warnings of a tough winter ahead. Alan Waters, leader of the Norwich City Council, said he hoped the city would return to the lowest possible tier after a difficult period for families and businesses. "We are working very hard to stay in the lowest tier possible, and we are conscious of the importance of encouraging people to follow the guidance in the lockdown period, and that will hopefully facilitate that," he said.